Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Each time you make out your marketing list, we bet you're tempted to place Kroger Tenderay Beef right at the very top of the page. Yes, we know how much you'd like to treat your family to the grand surprise of a dinner featuring fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay Beef. Possibly you can do that very thing someday in the near future, for these famous steaks and roasts will be back soon. But for the time being, Kroger Tenderay Beef is scarce because it's hard to get top grades of grain-fattened cattle. You see, it's like this. Kroger uses only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle for Kroger Tenderay Beef. And then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tenderay method. It's always fresh because through Kroger's own Tenderay method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of savory juices. That's why no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Remember, when Kroger Tenderay Beef does become available once more, the only place you'll be able to buy it is at your Kroger store. And remember, too, until the time you can buy Kroger Tenderay Beef again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. Now, Hearts in Harmony. When Penny found Freddie Lang, who had escaped from the police to see Bill Carver, whom is known only to Freddie as a gangster, she talked him into going back to jail. But first she let him come to her house for something to eat. An hour later, Penny is telling Jed Billings what happened after that.
Jed, I was so nervous I must have been trembling because Professor Rogers hadn't been there more than a few seconds, and he suspected something.
He knew Freddie was here in the house, Penny?
He was sure of it. Freddie was out in the kitchen eating. He must have heard him and gotten excited because he knocked a dish off the table.
And that convinced the professor that Freddie was here.
Well, he knew someone was here and that there was no way I could keep him from going in the kitchen.
Well, when he found Freddie there, then what?
Well, that's when I nearly died. Freddie wasn't there.
Who was?
No one. The food I'd fixed for him was hardly touched. Only a piece of pie was missing. I guess he took that with him when he ran out the back way, poor kid. Jetty was starved.
So he's gone again, and we don't know where.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least if he has a day or two of freedom, maybe he'll be able to think things out for himself and come back of his own accord.
Well, I hope so. The only way he'll ever get clear of this thing and prove once and for all that he didn't intend to rob that store is to put himself at the mercy of the courts and let the evidence clear or convict him.
I know, but that's not the fighting way. And I'm afraid Freddie's a fighter.
Yeah, but fighters lose when they're outweighed and outnumbered. And Freddie's got practically all of Rossville against him. Tell me, was Professor Rogers convinced Freddie was here, even though he didn't see him?
I'm not sure, Jed. He didn't say much of anything when he went into the kitchen and no one was there. He just looked at me rather strangely and then left.
Maybe I better have a talk with him. If he thinks Freddie was here, it can mean more serious trouble for you.
No, Jed, please, don't go to the professor about it. He's much too angry about the whole affair to even listen to you.
Angry? Why?
Because he thinks I'm a fool and only asking for trouble by allowing myself to worry about Freddie.
Well, I won't say you're a fool, child, because you aren't. But it was sort of foolish to let the boy in your house when you knew the police were looking for him. And the police already have one charge against you for sheltering Freddie. How'd you happen to have him here again?
Well, I went to the hospital to see Suzanne and the baby, and I met Freddie in the hall. He was dressed as an intern and on his way to Bill Carver's room.
Bill Carver? Who's he?
The man who was found behind the store they say Freddie tried to rob.
Oh, he's conscious now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. But he wouldn't tell the police anything, only his name.
And Freddie was on his way to see him?
Mm-hmm.
So Freddie knows him, eh?
Apparently. Freddie wouldn't tell me why he wanted to see this Carver person, just that he had to talk to him.
Yes, mighty strange if you ask me. If Freddie knows this Bill Carver, and Carver was found knocked unconscious in back of that store, looks to me as if Freddie was back there himself.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid it does.
Sure it does, child. And what's more, It means Freddy probably was trying to break into that store. And maybe this Bill Carver caught him in the act and tried to stop him. And it was Freddy who knocked Carver unconscious.
That makes an awful lot of sense, Jed. Too much. In fact, I hope it's wrong.
Well, so do I. But if there's a connection between this fellow Carver and Freddy Lang, and obviously there is, or Freddy wouldn't be going to see him, well, looks as if we've had more faith in Freddy's honesty than we should have.
Oh, Jed, don't say that just yet.
Oh, I'm only saying what I'm sure is true, but, well, I still hope I'm wrong. Now, you met Freddy in the hospital, but how did he happen to get there?
I made a bargain with him. He was hungry and dirty and wanted to come here and clean up and get something to eat. So I promised him if he wouldn't see Bill Carver and would go back to the place and give himself up, I'd let him come here first.
Well, child, I'm going to ask you to do something I know you won't want to do.
Such as?
Such as go to the police and tell them that Freddie was here and why and all about it.
Oh, Jed, I couldn't. It seems so unfair to Freddie.
Well, what's unfair about it? You'll just be telling them where Freddy was, not where he is now.
I realize that, but Freddy promised he'd go back to jail if I didn't tell anyone I knew anything at all about this Carver person.
Well, you don't have to tell the police about that.
You mean it isn't necessary for me to say where I met Freddy?
No, not at all.
Well, what do I say if they ask me?
Oh, tell them a little lie.
Jed Billings, after preaching to Freddy that he shouldn't tell lies.
Well, now, I don't believe in lying any more than the next fellow child, but sometimes a lie in the right place keeps the truth from going wrong.
So that's your story, is it, Miss Gibbs?
Yes, Captain Harlow. And I thought the police would like to know about it.
Yes, we're very happy to know where Freddy's been. Too bad he always picks on you to hide him from us. Maybe this time we can keep him under lock and key.
I hope so, till this thing's over anyway. But I don't know where he went after he left my house.
I do.
You mean you found him?
Yes. About an hour ago, I looked up from my desk, and there he was, standing right where you're standing.
You mean he came here to give himself up?
Yes. I don't know what made him do it, but he did.
Well, where is he now?
In his cell.
May I see?
Haven't you seen enough of him, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, no, not under the circumstances.
Well, if I were you, Miss Gibbs, I'd stay away from that boy under all circumstances.
Captain Harlow, I'd like to see him if it's all right.
It's all right with me, but believe me, Miss Gibbs, the best thing you can do for yourself is forget you ever heard of Freddy Lang.
Well, that may be true, Captain, but I would like to see him.
All right. I'll let you see him. But you've got to do something for me.
Oh?
We're taking Freddy to face Bill Carver in the hospital in a little while. I'd like you to come along, too.
Well, why should I go along?
For your own good, Miss Gibbs. You won't listen to me or to anyone else who tells you that you're wrong to waste your time with Freddy.
I'm not wasting my time. I'm just trying to help.
Someone who needs help?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Freddy Lang doesn't need help, Miss Gibbs. He needs a good hard lesson and a dose of severe punishment. He's the way he is now because people have tried to help him when they should have punished him. You think Freddy is innocent of trying to rob that store, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, Miss Gibbs. You're going to come along with us when we take Freddy to see Bill Carver. Then, after you've heard the truth, you'll be glad to see Freddy go to jail for a long, long time. Come on. I'll take you to his cell.
You know, Gibbsy, you're beautiful, but you're nuts. Why'd you have to come down here to this jail and see me? I don't look so good dressed in bars.
Oh, Freddy, when I heard you were here, I just had to come and see you. Thank you for keeping your promise and giving yourself up.
Ah, it's all right. Just a smart thing to do, I guess.
It was the smart thing to do. But why didn't you wait till the professor was gone and come back and tell me you were coming here? You know, Freddy, I worried about you.
Well, Gibbsy, you've worried about me long enough as it is, and... Prof came in that time. I scrammed out and came right back here. That's because I've been enough trouble to you already.
Freddie, you know, I think your troubles will be over soon.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see Bill Carver in a little while.
Yeah, I know. The copper was telling... Did you say we're going?
Mm-hmm. Captain Harlow asked me to go to the hospital with you.
Oh, no, Gibbsy, no. Don't do that.
Freddie, I have to. I promised the captain I would.
Well, tell him you can't do it, Gibbsy. I don't want you up there when I see Carver.
Why not?
I just don't want you there, Gibbsy, that's all.
You don't want me with you when you get the proof that you didn't rob that store.
I just don't want you to ever get near Carver.
Why, Freddie? Are you afraid of what he'll say?
No, I'm not. Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe I am.
What will he say?
I don't know.
Yes, you do, Freddie.
No, I don't.
Will he tell the police that you did try and break into that store?
He better not.
But he knows you did.
Gibbsy, what he knows don't matter. It's what he'll say that matters. And I don't know what he's going to say. He hates me. He hates you, too. Gibbsy, I just don't know what he's going to say.
Well, we'll know in a little while.
Please, Gibbsy, do me a favor and don't go up there with me.
I have to, Freddie. I want to.
You want to? Why?
Because I'm so terribly mixed up about you. Maybe this is my chance to find you out once and for all.
So Penny is going to hear Bill Carver's story of the alleged attempt to rob the store. What will Bill Carver tell the police? Will he say Freddie did try to rob the store? Bill Carver knows the truth. How much of it will he tell? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Each time you make out your marketing list, we know you'd like to include fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay beef. Well, soon, possibly in the very near future, you'll be able to ask for and get famous Kroger Tenderay beef. But until that time, remember, Kroger will always provide you with beef whenever any is available, and it will always be the best that is available. Something else you'll want to keep in mind. Your Kroger store offers you a tempting selection of fine meats, flavorful seafoods and plump poultry, and all at thrifty prices. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.